there. I'm Dr. Deborah Scamba, founder of Heart to Heart Ministry and Coaching, a seasoned expert in Christ-centered healthy marriages, dedicated to guiding couples towards thriving relationships. In 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, it highlights the qualities of love, which are foundational to prioritizing your spouse. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Welcome to Building Better Marriages, where we are talking about the I do's and I don'ts of everyday married life. And I'm your host, Dr. Deborah Scamba, and we've already heard about the I do's and I don'ts of love, right? But today we're going to dive deep into the topic of prioritizing your spouse one choice at a time. In the hustle and bustle of life, it's easy to let our priorities shift and lose sight of what truly matters. Our relationships, in our relationships, and particularly in our marriage. But the truth is, every choice we make, no matter how small, has the power to strengthen or weaken our bond with our spouse. So why is it essential to prioritize your spouse? The answer is simple. Because marriage is a togetherness mission built on love, respect, and commitment. By making your spouse a priority in your life, you demonstrate your dedication to nurturing and cherishing the relationship above all else. So what are the choices to prioritize your marriage? The first one is, it's more about just saying the words. It's about taking intentional actions that shows your spouse that they are valued, respected, and loved. So I do. You do regularly communicate with your spouse, sharing your thoughts, feelings, and concerns openly and honestly, creating an environment where this can happen. Don't avoid or dismiss difficult conversations or resort to passive-aggressive behavior. Communication is key to resolving issues and strengthening your connection. It's about making choices every day that prioritize the health and happiness of your marriage. Another essential aspect of prioritizing your spouse is making time for quality moments together. Making time for regular dates, meaningful conversations, and sharing activities that nurture your connection and strengthen your bond. Do prioritize spending quality time together. Engage in activities that nurture your connection and intimacy. In your conversations, talk about what you like to do. I have a list of 52 little to no cost date nights. That's a year's worth of date nights. And if you would like to receive that, just let me know in the comments. Don't allow distractions or external commitments to nurture or to interfere with your time together. Quality time is essential for nurturing your relationship. So the distractions are, I guess the biggest distraction I could think of is your phone, right? If that's not put on silent, or if the notifications keep ringing, that is a distraction. What else is a distraction? Children, they could be a distraction, thinking they are more important than your spouse. So putting the shift back, the the focus back onto your relationship, putting God first, Christ-centered, Holy Spirit and, you know, powered marriage, and making that a priority, and you then your spouse, then your family, then your career, or what you do outside of the home, everything else will fall into place. You put Christ, you put God first, and to have a Christ-centered marriage, Holy Spirit-empowered relationship, and then your spouse. So that means that you're going to have God fill your imperfect heart with His perfect love. That is what's going to help nurture quality time together and having a closeness that you haven't felt before, or you wanted to get that back. This is how you do that. So distractions are to get you off your game. And you need to look at what those things are that distract you from having your focus on your relationship. Quality time is essential. It's not quantity. It's quality. Another prioritizing your spouse tip means that you are willing to compromise and make sacrifices for the sake of your marriage. It means putting your spouse's needs and desires ahead of your own at times, and be willing to work together to find common ground to build a strong foundation of trust and mutual respect. Trust is a foundation in a relationship, because if you don't have trust, you don't have communication. And communication is the number one reason why marriages break down. Respect comes from trust. Treating others the way you want to be treated. So do be willing to compromise and find that common ground when you are faced with disagreements or conflicting desires. You're looking here for a win-win situation. You don't want a situation where one person wins and the other loses, because then you both lose out. The respect is not there. The willingness to find a way to compromise is gone. If someone thinks that they don't have to give up, that their feelings don't matter, that's when you have conflicting desires. Don't insist on having things your way, right? We just talked about this. Refuse to consider your spouse's perspective. See, their feelings need to be validated. Doesn't mean they're right, doesn't mean they're wrong. They just need to be validated. Compromise is essential for maintaining harmony and balance in your marriage. Prioritizing your spouse means being intentional about showing love and appreciation in both big and small ways. So whether it's writing a heartfelt note, preparing their favorite meal, or simply offering a kind word or gesture, is taking the time to express your love and gratitude and strengthens your bond and reinforces your commitment to each other. So do show love and appreciation for your spouse through thoughtful gestures, acts of service, words of affirmation. That sounds a lot like your love language, right? Do you know your love language? Knowing your love language is really wonderful. Don't neglect expressing love and appreciation or take your spouse for granted. Don't take your spouse for granted. Consistent acts of love and appreciation will strengthen your connection and deepen your love for each other. Right? Who doesn't like being appreciated? And it's the small things that really matter. So in the last one of prioritizing your spouse is putting their needs first. This is essential because it cultivates a relationship, a partnership based on mutual respect, understanding, and support. So when both partners, both spouses, both of you prioritize each other's well-being and happiness, It's going to nurture a sense of security and trust within your relationship. This is a mutual caring and consideration, creating a strong foundation that allows couples to navigate challenges together. Remember, this is a togetherness mission that you're on. And it allows you to navigate not only the challenges together, but communicate effectively and grow closer over time, one day at a time, ultimately prioritizing each other's needs and strengths. Will strengthen the bond between you both and contribute to the overall health and lasting legacy of your marriage. So do prioritize your spouse's needs and well-being, considering their feelings and desires in decision making and interactions. Don't prioritize your own needs or desires at the expense of your spouse's. Putting your spouse's needs first nurtures mutual respect and strengthens your partnership. So prioritizing your spouse is essential for building a strong and resilient marriage. By being intentional with your choices every day, to communicate, spend quality time together, compromise, and show love and appreciation, you will nurture a relationship that stands the test of time and brings joy and fulfillment to you both. If you find this helpful, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, and remember, your marriage is worth investing in. Until next time, take care and keep prioritizing your spouse one choice at a time. God bless. Thank you for listening. If you were blessed by what you heard, please like and subscribe, and even leave a review. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing you at my home, which is your home, at h2hcoaching.com. That's h2hcoaching.com. Until next time, keep building your better marriage rooted in faith and anchored in love.